Welcome to TJH, your go-to podcast for all things journeying home to yourself. I'm your host, Hayley Curtis, Jean Keys and Women's Transformation Guide, here to encourage and usher you into remembering who you are by peeling back the veil on all things shadow work, self-love, self-worth, relationships, Jean Keys, breakthrough, awakening, and so much more. One thing I know to be true about you is that you are utterly magnificent. And here at the Journey Home podcast, I will be walking hand in hand with you as you discover and remember your magic. Let the voyage begin. Welcome back, everybody, to the Journey Home podcast and to our next episode in our Q&A series. The beautiful women inside the Journey Home membership have been leaving questions on a thread that they would like to hear answered on the podcast. And so I have invited Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hello there, everybody.
I've invited Megan to join me today on the podcast to ask some of the questions, and we're going to answer them together. So I'm excited. What's the question going to be today? I haven't looked at them ahead of time. This is why I did part of the reason why I asked Megan to come on, because I was like, if I look at them first, I'll overthink them. And Overthinking a question never does service through me anyway. I'm definitely like, I need to not know, and then I can just answer it from the depths of me.
It's a surprise.
I love a surprise. I love a surprise. So lay it on me. What's the surprise question today?
Well, Christine asks, how do we love, accept, acknowledge, find peace, and embrace our flaws? Can our flaws ever turn into a gift? Are they some kind of superpower that once we accept them can be used for greater good? Why were we even given flaws? Is it to humble us or challenge us to grow deeper into kinder, more loving women?
Oh, I am Christine. Yeah. Thank you for another great question. So many of these questions so far have been Christine because we're going in order. And when
we're going in order.
She was like, I have lots of questions. Okay, brilliant question. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I'm going to come at this from two angles, from two different parts of beautiful question that you asked, Christine. So our flaws, our shadows, you know, these things that hold us back, these things about us that we're like, I wish that wasn't there. The role that these play in our life is if our greatness, if the things that we are meant to bring, if who we came here to be was this big, beautiful tree, or let's say it's this garden with all of these different flowers and trees, some are fruit trees, some are, you know, rose bushes, it's beautiful. Our flaws, our shadows, all of these things that were like, they would be the seeds that grew all of that beautiful garden. They're the seeds.
Oh, wow.
Right? They are utterly essential. No seed, no tree, right? No seed, no fruit. These are our initiations. They are our invitations. They are our portals. And this is, you know, the Gene Keys is all about this. Every shadow contains a gift. Every shadow is the seed. That gift is the beautiful tree. And then the city would be the fruit that the tree grew. And it's the seed because in order to access our gifts, we must first understand the shadow. This is actually where our gift is birthed from. Our goodness is birthed from our understanding of our shadow nature. Because as we understand that seed, as we bring attention and warmth and love and light to what we thought was darkness, it cracks open and reveals more light. Right? That's all that it is. And this is why these flaws and these shadows feel so uncomfortable and they feel like they're a dark place to be. It's just because you're a seed that's planted in the ground, right? And when a seed's planted, it's dark for a little bit, but you bring nurture to it, you bring love, you bring the sunshine, you pour water on it. And what happens to that seed? It cracks open and it begins to grow something beautiful. But what happens in life is that we all know that we have these seeds. You know, we all know that we have these flaws and all of this. And we don't want to bring love there. So the sunlight and the water that's required to crack a seed open and for it to grow is the love, is the nurture, right? And we often do not bring that to our shadows. We try to avoid them. We try to get rid of them. And what happens is that we don't even plant the seeds in the soil. We walk around with them in our back pocket, or we throw them in the bin, and then it's like you throw them out, and then the next day you're like, why are they in my pocket again? And you throw them out, and then they're in your pocket again. This is life. This is like your pathway of challenge, and this is what happens. So we'll be like, oh, try and get rid of it, and you throw it out, and then boom, it's right back there in the next situation. And then you try and cut it off again, boom, it's right back there. Some people spend their whole life like that, throwing their seeds in the bin and finding it in their pocket the next day, until we finally realize, holy shit, maybe the seeds are in my pocket because I'm meant to plant them. Like, that's the whole point of a fucking seed. And so then instead of trying to throw them out, we go, I'm going to take that flaw. I'm going to go plant it in the ground, knowing, you know, I think that the recognition of it as being a seed is the most powerful part, because then we're like, well, it's a seed. It's
It's
meant,
valuable.
it's valuable. An
Yeah.
entire fruit tree exists in that one little seed. What do I want to do with it? I'm going to plant it. I'm going to water it. I'm going to love it. I'm going to keep wrapping my love around it. And then we watch it grow and we go like, oh my God. And then guess what happens once we start watching that grow? We go, oh, I wonder what other seeds are in my fucking pocket, mate. Oh my God, I've got a papaya tree. I got a apple tree. I've got a lily bush. I don't know. What are they called? I'm not really a horticulturist. I don't know what other bushes there are, but I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
And so we get to be like, oh, what garden do I want to plant in my life? And so yeah, that is really how I see them being, about being the seed. Then there was another bit of a question that sparked something in me. It was the end of the question. She said something like,
Why were we even given flaws? Is it to humble us or challenge us to grow deeper into kinder, more loving women? That
oh,
was the
that's it.
last question.
That's it. So, yes, I think, well, number one, we have them because we must start with the seed so that we can grow the tree. And the tree is only worth something. The gift is only worth something because you understood the shadow. Because if you didn't have the polarity between the gift and the shadow, the gift isn't really a gift. It's just, right? Like, you need the contrast, you need the polarity, right? So we don't understand happiness and joy unless we know despair. Like, joy
Okay.
only has its flavor because of despair. Just
Right.
like the gifts only have their goodness because of the shadow. And then the other part of why I believe we go through this phase is so we can understand suffering,
Right.
which allows us
Compassion.
to
Yeah.
activate compassion, humanity. It makes us
Grace.
human. Grace. Yeah. Those were the exact same three words that slipped my mind. Humanity,
My
compassion,
gene
grace.
keys.
We need to understand suffering in order to fully be human and take the path that we're here to take, and to be able to connect more deeply with other people, to have understanding. And it requires that understanding to be a person in their gifts. You're not gifted just because your life was absolute bliss. You were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you're just fucking brilliant. I don't want to
Yeah.
follow someone like that. They're not going to inspire me. They're probably going to make me feel shit about myself. Is that really a gift? Is that
Oh.
really what's going to sort of change our world? No. The person who's going to inspire you with their gift is the person that knows what it's like to have that seed, who knew what it was like to nurture that seed, who understood the process of seed to harvest. Because it's the journey from shadow to gift that is the richness of the human life. That's what we're here for.
So she asked about superpowers, and I adore the idea of superpowers. She asked, is the superpower the flaw? And then my thought was, well, wouldn't it be the gift? But then I thought, wait a minute, the superpower is probably the ability to move the flaw into the gift.
Yeah,
I
I
don't know.
think.
And to, what are your thoughts?
Well, the floor is the initiation into becoming someone with superpowers.
Ah,
I don't
lovely.
think the floor is the superpower.
Right. Oh, so it's the radioactive spider that bites you to give you the
Yes, it's the spider that bit you that they gave you.
That's right.
And then you will always, then knowing that that was your initiation, then you'll have respect and reverence for that shadow, for that
That's right.
flaw, which is a different
Yes.
kind of love. You're not accepting it in a way, it's not acceptance as in, oh, I accept that I'm flawed and I'm shit. It's like,
Oh, that would be a victim.
that's a victim mindset. It's, I embrace this seed. This flaw that came into my life because it was the birthplace of my magic. You know, and this is something that people often hear me say, like my health journey, such dark days, so much pain, so much exhaustion, but I wouldn't change it because it's the birthplace of my magic. You know, it was the soil that I planted my seeds in. And without that soil, without the richness of that soil, I don't know if I ever would have turned my seeds into anything. I might still be that person walking around with the seeds in my pocket, but I've got a bloody forest.
We have such beautiful gardens now, don't
Oh,
we?
we do. Beautiful garden. I'm so excited to keep growing it, you know. It's like the secret garden, right? We've spoken about that, and that's a
Oh,
book that
yes,
you
we
loved as a
have. I
child.
love that book.
Beautiful. Yeah, what a great question. I feel, yeah,
I feel like we
I
handled
feel like
that.
we, I feel like we answered that beautifully. So
I think so too.
thank you so much, Christine, for another beautiful question, and thank you, Megan, for joining me. And
Oh, thank you again.
oh, I'm
Yes,
excited to
thank you.
continue this series. It's
Yes, it is.
fun.
Keep them
All
coming, those
right. We'll
questions.
speak to you all again soon.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to bring my heart directly to your ears. The TJH podcast is in her early days, so if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating on Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be extremely grateful. And if you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend to help spread the Journey Home message far and wide across the globe. I deeply appreciate you, and I will chat to you again very soon.